16 minutes to 8. You are listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. Now, joining us on the line from Qatar, we have Fatima Naib, a journalist with Al Jazeera. And we talk about river blindness in Uganda, that story that Al Jazeera has featured. Fatima, jazakumullah for your time. Much appreciated. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you for having me.
No, it's a pleasure. Now, tell us about this river blindness in Uganda. I've tried to work on the pronunciation of the actual name for it, but I'm struggling. Yeah. It sounds like something out of a fairy tale.
Yeah, I know. It's actually, we've struggled with it, and I'm going to try to give it a go.
Okay.
It's Onkosi Kaisis, and it's also known as river blindness. Mm-hmm. It's a parasitic disease, and it's not just found in Uganda. It's transmitted by these black flies. And you can find them in around 31 African countries, but it's also found in Latin America. Some countries have managed to eradicate it, like Mexico, I believe Mexico, and two other countries. And it's still ongoing in Brazil and other countries in Latin America. It's horrible. It's a horrible disease because the person, once you get bitten by these black flies, it goes through like different stages, and eventually, if no medication is administered, it can lead to blindness.
And this blindness, is it permanent or can it be reversed?
No, it's permanent. Once it reaches a stage where once they get bitten by these flies, a larva gets penetrated into the skin, and it produces like several wounds. It spreads throughout the body, and skin changes, and these wounds eventually, they make their way to the eye, and some of the characters that we had in our story, which is like real stories, they could actually, you can actually see all these wounds in the eye. And I saw quite a few disturbing images. It is permanent. If you can't treat it from the beginning, it leads to permanent blindness. And quite of the people that get bitten, if you get bitten like at an early stage, age, so by the age of 20, 21, they become permanently blind. And it takes several years. If no prevention or like any medication has been administered, yeah, at least permanent blindness.
Mm-hmm. Now, Al Jazeera has been focusing on the story in Uganda, we understand, in a very innovative way, a new kind of storytelling method. Tell us more about this.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, at the end of the day, it's all about storytelling. And with this story, because of, you know, the details and the kind of disease, we want to experiment with a different way of telling the story, and we thought by showing like an animation that's not too gruesome, where we're using like real images with real characters and merge them with the illustrations, it could be like a different way to convey the story that so many people have written about river blindness already, but I haven't seen many animations. So when we did get the story, Tommy Pinchett pushed this as a photo essay, we thought it would be much better to tell the story differently, and animation was the best way. And so the new technique that we're trying to do more of is our second animation that Al Jazeera's AJ Lab team has to do. And we hope that we'll do more of that. We try to experiment with different ways of storytelling. And it's not just to appeal to a younger audience. It's for everybody. It's for everybody.
Now, coming back to the situation in Uganda, I mean, are they dealing with this adequately? We understand that they are these fly catchers and they put their own lives at risk.
They're doing, yeah, they are, but they only get this medication called ivermectin, mm-hmm. and it prevents them from getting the disease. But it's still a risky job. But Uganda is doing a fantastic job. They are actually on the verge of eradicating it completely because this, like the flycatcher's job, is part of a nationwide campaign to end the disease. Because part of the job is not just to catch the flies; it includes also spraying the river with eco-friendly with eco-friendly material that doesn't damage the ecosystem. And they also distribute ivermectin to the local population. So it's part of like a planned program. So slowly, slowly, they will eradicate it. They are on the right path. But for us, when we got the pitch, it sounded like superheroes, because that the job is so high risk. Even if they are injected with ivermectin, the medicine that prevents them from getting it, it's still risky, because the bite of these flies, it's as if you're getting an injection. It's quite hard. Even if you don't get the disease because of the medication, it's not an enjoyable job.
What has been the response, Fatima, since Al Jazeera has carried the story?
Sorry?
What was the response like when you carried the story in this very innovative manner of storytelling?
Yeah, we pushed it out yesterday, and it takes time until people get to see it, but the feedback has been good so far. The feedback has been really good so far, because people are enjoying this new way of telling the story, and also the characters, because most people have not heard of the disease or people catching these flies as a job, because this is their job. This is their job, to literally catch these flies. So the feedback has been good, and hopefully, like in the coming days, as we push the material out and more people can click on it by visiting our website www.aljazeera.com, they can watch the animation and see more of our stories.
All right, Fatima, jazakallah for your time this morning. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you very much.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.